This is Dr. Masood Shah. I'm dictating. Patient's name is Kathleen Juve, J-U-V-E, Kathleen, K-A-T-H-A-L-E-E-N. Date of birth is 12/15/1945. Date of service. Is 10/31/2022. Ms. Juve is a very pleasant 76-year-old female with history of multifocal hepatocellular cancer. History of biliary ductal dilatation, cirrhosis with portal hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes mellitus, and degenerative joint disease. Was presented to the emergency room with the daughter complaining of her being confused and not her usual self. She was also noticed to be dehydrated. Her creatinine has gradually been elevated. Her ammonia level was found to be elevated. Patient denied any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. She denied any complaints of abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no fever or chills. She has been complaining of some cough, also productive of clear phlegm. Patient was admitted to the hospital. Chest X-ray did not show any acute process. As mentioned, ammonia level was elevated. CT scan of the head was done. No acute findings were seen. She was admitted to the hospital with acute hepatic encephalopathy, acute and chronic kidney disease, hyperphosphatemia, as well as metabolic acidosis. She was felt to have maxillary sinusitis. She was started on oral doxycycline, given gentle IV hydration. She did receive lactulose. Her blood tests were being monitored. Patient was gradually improving, was doing better, was felt to be weak. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she states that she's been doing well. She does complain of some pain in her back. She denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Has medical history, has been significant for diabetes mellitus, hypertension, history of hepatocellular cancer. Past surgical history include biliary drain placement and portal cath placement. Allergies to penicillin, current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR, social history, smoking quit some time ago, alcohol Previous history of alcohol use? Currently none. Severe system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain. Denies any heaviness or pressure sensation. Denies any palpitations. No history of MI or coronary artery disease. Respiratory system. Denies any. She does had some cough. Denies any shortness of breath. Denies any pain with deep inspiration. No history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal. She denies any abdominal pain. No nausea. No vomiting. Denies any diarrhea. She does have history of hepatocellular carcinoma. Also history of biliary ductal dilatation and status post stent placement. Also history of biliary drain placement. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, she did have some confusion. She denies any history of seizures. No history of TIA or CVA. Musculoskeletal, she does complain of pain in her back, also pain in her hips. She has some joint pains off and on, history of arthritis. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HEENT examination was normal. People's vehicle run unreactive to light. Structural movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No hills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, hepatic encephalopathy. Next, history of hepatocellular cancer with biliary ductal dilatation. Next, maxillary sinusitis. Next, hypertension, next diabetes mellitus, next acute and chronic kidney disease, next metabolic acidosis, next type 2 diabetes mellitus, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next insomnia. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medication, will start her on tramadol for the pain since she has been complaining of pain in the lower back, also will continue on her trazodone, continue other medication, she'll follow up with her oncologist, continue other medications, PTOT would be consulted, she was encouraged to drink enough fluids, eat better, will monitor her progress, will check routine labs, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup if she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Catherine Ross, R-O-S-S, Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Date of birth is 12-22-1957. Date of service is 11-2-2022. Miss Ross is a very pleasant 64-year-old female with history of asthma / COPD, fibromyalgia, gastroesophageal reflux disease, depression, hypertension, as well as rheumatoid arthritis and sleep apnea, admitted to the hospital with complaints of ongoing hip pain, failed conservative measures. She subsequently was admitted to the hospital for total right hip arthroplasty. She underwent surgery. She was subsequently doing better, was ambulated with the help of physical therapy, was feeling better, was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she said that she's been feeling well. She didn't have any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, there is any palpitations, there is any nausea, no vomiting, there is any diarrhea, no fever or chills. She does complain of pain in her hip. She says that when she asks for pain medication, she doesn't get it, the pain gets much worse. I was wondering if it can be scheduled on a routine rather than as needed. No other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for asthma / COPD, next chronic anemia, next depression, next fibromyalgia, next gastroesophageal reflux disease, next hypertension, neck, rheumatoid arthritis, neck sleep apnea. Past surgical history has been significant for appendectomy, back surgery, cervical fusion, ganglion sixth excision, and total knee arthroplasty. Allergies to Keflex, penicillin, and sulfa. Social history. Smoking one pack of cigarettes a day. Quit about 20 years ago. She smoked for 2 years ago. She smoked for almost 40 years. Alcohol, none. No other occasional marijuana. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. Respiratory system, she does have history of asthma / COPD, but denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea. She does have history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, she denies any history of any numbness or tingling in the arms or legs, denies any history of TIA or CBA. No focal weakness in the arms or legs. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of pain in the right hip area, history of joint pains, history of rheumatoid arthritis. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal round and reactive to light. Extracular movements were intact. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Right hip wound seems to be healing well. Impression, number one, status post right hip arthroplasty. Next. Asthma/emphysema. Next, hypertension. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, history of rheumatoid arthritis. Next, depressive disorder. Next, fibromyalgia. Treatment plan. Next, history of sleep apnea. Treatment plan discussed with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing better, continues to complain of pain, will schedule her pain medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, continue other medications. She does use oxygen at home, which will be continued. She was encouraged to do some deep breathing exercises, continue other medications, will monitor her progress, will follow up on a workup. She has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.